Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We like hanging out with you. We really appreciate all the wonderful things that you're doing to support your community, that's for sure. Hey, joining me now from the Tennessee AFL-CIO, the Secretary Treasurer, AJ Starling. AJ, welcome back.
Hello, Charles. Good to be with you.
Man, it's always a pleasure to have you with us, AJ. We appreciate all the wonderful things you guys are doing. You know, my goodness, man, Tennessee AFL-CIO, you guys are growing by leaps and bounds. You got a former Saturn GM plant that's adding people like, nobody, you know, like gangbusters. What else have you guys got going on?
Well, Charles, just yesterday we got a email from the UAW in Spring Hill where they just organized a unit that produces the seats for the new Cadillac XT5 and the GMC Acadia, and it employs 230 people. They voted 192-1 to organize.
Hey, how'd the manager get the ballot?
Well, I don't know how he did that, but we'll take that one.
we'll win him over in a couple months. That's for sure. Congratulations.
That's it. So we're growing, Charles. We're really growing. They're really growing in the GM area and the suppliers, and that's probably just the tip of the iceberg. I see potential getting some more plants.
Yeah, you know the funny thing is I was talking with Barry Craig of the Kentucky Labor Institute about the Bowling Green Corvette factory.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting more people on. It seems to me like GM's just firing on all cylinders, so to speak, in the southern states. How much longer until you guys get some of those transplants?
Well, I don't know. It won't be long, Charles. It's going to grow. I think Spring Hill is the GM company is planning on hiring another additional 600 or 700 people as well. So I mean, it's just growing. It's beyond anything that I think we thought. But they're selling automobiles. We are selling GM products.
Right. Absolutely. Now, what about some of those collateral plants that are out there? You know, because you know, you get one of the GM plants that, you know, if they're making engines or transmissions or whatever, they're pulling from local manufacturing in the community for pieces parts. How's that looking?
That's looking great. Those suppliers for the GM company, I mean, they will be coming in. They'll be growing. And from that point, it'll be growing out into the community. Hopefully that we can organize even some more people. And plants will start moving in when you start seeing production. Your old saying said, you build them, we will come. So, hey, here we are.
Yeah, there you are. And, you know, better, faster, cheaper. I gotta tell you, you know, it's a wonderful thing. You get somebody with a good manufacturing job, and, you know, just about categorically, yeah, that's 6 or 7 other collateral jobs in the community that sprout up. I mean, you know, the folks that own the diner down the street, the car dealership, because, you know, if you're going to work for GM, you got to get yourself a big pickup truck, right?
Absolutely. Economic boom for the county and the city in that area and for the state. It's just good business, Charles.
Absolutely. This is wonderful to hear. What else are you guys working on besides the manufacturing boom?
Well, Charles, we're gearing up for the presidential election.
I hadn't heard about that one yet.
Well, very little been said down here, but we're gearing up. It's probably we'll go into full gear probably right after Labor Day. That's normally mm-hmm. the kickoff time. We had a visit from Hillary Clinton back and during the primaries, but so far since she's got to, we hadn't had her visit yet, but I expect that to happen in Nashville area, probably Memphis and maybe in the Knoxville area. But we are gearing up. We're selling out of merchandise a lot. But, you know, Tennessee is a red state right now. Hopefully we can get that turned around and educate our members to, you know, what's best, you know, for everybody. And, you know, and get in gear. I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
Well, you know, AJ, I got to tell you, it's exciting, and people are excited about the fireworks with the presidential race. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of down ballots, a lot of local judges, local people that need to be paid attention to. Why is it so important that you guys are paying attention to the down ballot races?
Well, one thing is you mentioned the judges. The judges can make a lot of decisions, whether it's a picket line, excuse me, or some ruling on the NLRB or whatever the case may be. So picking the right judge, a judge that's understand working men and women, mm-hmm. also electing our local people, whether it be the Senate or the House, in pieces of legislation that goes through.
Right.
So those things are very, very important, and we will definitely keep an eye on that as well.
Yeah, you have to. And, you know, it's always important that we encourage all of our members. You know, I know, and everybody else knows, a third of our membership and unions in this country are Republicans, a third are Democrats, and a third are independents. But the really cool thing about it is union folks, no matter what their party, get out and vote. I mean, we're 15% of the population, but we equal about 20 to 25% of the population of the total vote here in the United States. So we're doing a good job of representing ourselves and our families and our communities. We just need to try and get everybody else to do that so we can get big money out of the program.
Absolutely. And we stress that constantly to our membership. And we tell them not only that we need to get out as union members, we also need to tell our neighbors that are non-union, not union members, and the folks at the church and communities to get out and vote in the interest of themselves, not big corporations. I mean, we need to, we're talking about turning this thing around. I think we've got a great opportunity to do it.
I think you're right. I think you're right. You know, with all the dogfighting that's been going on recently here in the southern states, I mean, our brothers and sisters in Kentucky, they were fighting right to work at a county-by-county level, which is kind of difficult. But the long and short of this is when we're getting out there and we're working and we're doing a good job on behalf of the entire community, we're building visibility. And when we're building visibility, people see us for who we really are, not what the opposition paints us to be. And they see us out there, you know, doing things like Habitat for Humanity and the United Way and all the rest of that, huh?
I think you're absolutely right, Charles. I think that has been one piece of the labor movement that we hadn't really shined our light on. And that is what we do in the community and what we are about. We're part of the community. We're the people that coach the baseball teams and the football teams and attend church service, pay taxes. You know, the far right has brushed us off as just want to strike and other things. We're a whole lot more than that. We're a whole lot more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where we've got to get out there. We've got to talk about it. We'll keep talking about it, and we're going to make it happen, that's for sure. So, AJ, you guys are growing in numbers. Your manufacturing's going up. That's good. Mm-hmm. You're building new members, organizing. What else are you guys doing?
Well, Charles, we, of course, we're gearing up, too, as well, getting prepared for our upcoming January legislative session. we're looking at taking some bills to the Tennessee legislature that are good for working men and women in this state. And we're not going to just sit down and say, hey, we're just going to take what you give us. We're going to give them something to discuss. We're going to take a proactive role. We're going to be aggressive in pushing our agenda. So we have turned that corner. It's time that we lead the parade.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one thing when we're fighting against the opposition's bills all the time, but if we're not bringing forward legislation and getting it started and run through by our friends, advocating not just for union families but for all working people, then, well, you know what? We're not doing our job, are we?
No, we're not. And also, Charles, we're gearing up on our Labor Day parades and events across the state. You know, we've got here in Nashville, we got a major parade planned. Memphis has got a couple of events, Knoxville, Upper East Tennessee. I mean, we have ignited, recharged ourselves to say, hey, listen, we're union members and we're very proud of that. So we on the move.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. AJ, this is a wonderful thing. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I'm thinking about Knoxville, Tennessee. That's where Fort Knox is, right?
Well, no, Fort Knox is in Kentucky.
Oh, see, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm sorry. You guys got to quit changing those names back and forth.
You're right.
So, well, this is great. My goodness, is there anything at all that we can do to help you guys?
Well, y'all, listen, you are doing a fantastic job. You and your radio station is just, you know, why we're changing the corner is because of what you are doing on this radio. I'm telling you, you're reaching people that we never could reach and explaining and getting the word out. This is helping. I can tell you 110%. If it was not for you and your radio, I'm not so sure where we'll be right today.
AJ, you are extremely kind, and I appreciate that very much. And I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have the guys from West Virginia give you a call just so you can tell them that. But that's
I sure will.
AJ, it is always a pleasure. We appreciate you being with us today, and please say hello to everybody for us. And we look forward to talking to you again here very soon.
Okay, you take care, Charles.
Thank you very much. AJ Starling. He is the Secretary Treasurer of the Tennessee AFL-CIO. And as you can tell, anybody that says you can't organize in the South, you look at Kentucky, you look at Tennessee, it's absolutely incredible. They're getting it done. God bless them. I'm Charles Showalt. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.